Welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, I present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you'll have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my future episodes. Let's navigate the news together. All right, let's kick things off with some drama out of Washington. President Trump's top intelligence folks faced a tough crowd on Capitol Hill yesterday. The Washington Post says National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard and CIA head John Ratcliffe testified before the House Judiciary Committee about a leaked signal chat that spilled U.S. strike plans against Yemen's Houthis. It's a messy follow-up to Wednesday's scoop, and both sides are digging in. So what's the deal? Fox News reports this blew up after The Atlantic's Jeffrey Goldberg got accidentally added to the chat, revealed plans for air raids after Houthi attacks on U.S. ships. Gavin Ratcliffe told lawmakers it wasn't classified, just preliminary talks. But Goldberg sticking to his story, per Reuters, saying he saw real operational details. The Associated Press notes two died in Yemen from U.S. strikes yesterday. Awkward timing, for sure. How's it playing? The Blaze says some see it as overblown. A GOP rep told them, no secrets got out, it's a distraction. But CNN's got House Dems like Representative Jerry Nadler pushing hard. This is a national security lapse, he said during the hearing. NPR warns allies might hesitate. Trust's on the line. The New York Times calls it a headache for Trump. Could it force a Yemen rethink? Both sides are firm. Minor glitch or major breach? Up to you. All right, here's a fiery one from out west. Utah's got a new election law that's making waves. NPR says Governor Spencer Cox signed a bill requiring all mail-in ballots to be received by Election Day. No counting late arrivals, even if postmarked earlier. It's part of a GOP trend, but it's got folks across the country talking. So what's going on? Fox News reports Utah's move ditches a 10-day grace period. Cox says it's about certainty in results. The Associated Press ties it to Trump's executive order Wednesday, pushing for tighter federal voting rules. Utah's one upping it. Reuters says it affects thousands. Last election, 5% of Utah's ballots came in late but got counted. Democrats are already suing, claiming it's voter suppression. What's the spill? The Daily Caller's got GOP voices backing it. A state rep told them, late votes muddy the waters. This keeps it clean. But CNN's airing critics. Voting rights advocate Stacey Abrams called it a deliberate barrier. In a statement, NPR says Dems worry it'll spread. Other red states are watching. The Washington Post sees a legal fight brewing. Could hit courts fast. Both sides are vocal. Fair fix or voter cut? All right, let's dive into a trade fight heating up. President Trump's new tariffs on foreign cars are shaking things up a bit. Reuters says Trump rolled out a 25% levy on all autos not made in the United States, hitting imports from Canada, Mexico, and beyond. It's a big win for his America First pitch, but allies and car makers aren't happy. So what's going on? Fox News reports Trump unveiled this Wednesday. But yesterday, the fallout hit hard. European and Asian car giants like Volkswagen and Toyota saw shares drop. The Associated Press notes an exemption for the big three under USMCA, but only for a month. Everyone else pays now. The Washington Post says it could add thousands to car prices. Supply chains are scrambling. So what's the split? The Daily Caller has U.S. industry voices cheering. A Detroit union leader told them, this saves jobs, we've been crushed. But CNN's got Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau warning of retaliation. This hurts both sides, he said. NPR says Mexico's weighing tariffs too. Could spark a broader trade war. The New York Times warns buyers might feel the pinch. Costs could jump fast. Both sides are dug in. Boost for workers or blow to trade? All right, here's a tense one from the border. Trump's deportation push is back in action, so sort of. Fox News says border czar Tom Homan restarted some ICE flights after Wednesday's court halt, dodging a judge's full ban on the Alien Enemies Act. It's a bold move, and both sides are fired up. What's the deal? The Associated Press reports Judge James Boasberg blocked Trump's wartime law use Wednesday, stopped flights after 4,000 removals since March 10th, including 260 to El Salvador. Yesterday, Reuters says Homan shifted gears, sent planes to Honduras with deportees not under the act, about 200 total. Homan told reporters, "We're still in business, just smarter now." How's it landing? The Blaze has some backing it. A Texas representative told them, "Courts can't stop us. Safety's key." But CNN's got the ACLU's Lee Gellert calling it a dodge. "He's skirting the law," he said. NPR says advocates are livid, claim it's chaos for families. The Washington Post notes DOJ's appealing Boasberg's ruling could escalate fast. Both sides are firm. Legal tweak or defiance? All right, here's a bold one shaking up the government as well. Trump's going after federal payroll. Fox News says he unveiled a plan to cut the U.S. workforce by 10%. That's about 200,000 jobs over the next 2 years. He called it streamlining, but it's got folks on edge. Well, what's going on? The Associated Press reports Trump pitched it as part of his Drain the Swamp promise. It targets agencies like Education and Interior, already in his sights. Reuters says it's not a done deal. It needs Congress, and unions are gearing up to fight. The New York Times notes he's eyeing attrition and hiring freezes, claims it'll save billions. Trump told reporters, "We're bloated. Time to trim." So what's the take? The Daily Caller's got some cheering, saying it's overdue. A GOP senator told them, "Government's too big. Cut the fat." But CNN's airing federal workers' fears. AFGE union head Everett Kelly said, "This guts services. People lose." NPR says Democrats like Senator Elizabeth Warren are slamming it. "It's a giveaway to billionaires," she told the press. The Washington Post calls it a long shot. Budget battles could stall it. Both sides are loud. Lean government or job killer? All right, one more. Trump's stirring the pot with a new Social Security shakeup. Fox News says he unveiled a plan to overhaul the program, raising the retirement age to 70 and cutting some benefits. He's calling it saving the system, but it's got folks riled up. So what's going on? The Associated Press reports it's a draft proposal and it needs Congress. But Trump's pushing hard, saying it's broke without fixes. Reuters ties it to his broader government slimdown, claims it'll save trillions long term. The New York Times says it had hit current 60-year-olds. Benefits dropped 10% if passed. Trump told reporters, "We're making it sustainable, tough, but fair." What's the take? The Blaze has some backing it. Say it's reality. A GOP rep told them, "We can't keep pretending it's fine. Math doesn't lie." But CNN's got AARP's Nancy Liamond blasting it. "This betrays seniors," she says. NPR says Democrats like Senator Bernie Sanders are vowing to kill it. "It's a gut punch to workers," he told the press. The Washington Post sees a fight brewing. Unions are mobilizing. Both sides are loud. Fix or fiasco? I appreciate your time. I know it's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with me today. Please let folks know that we're here so we can reach a wider audience. And as always, stay informed and stay balanced.